Frigid temperatures and dangerous wind chills have added risks for those who must spend a little time outside, regardless of everybody telling you to go inside and stay warm. In South Dakota, that includes farmers, ranchers, and livestock. We didn't have to look very far to find a farmer impacted by the late January cold snap. SDPB's Heather Benson joins us now from our studios in Vermilion. Heather, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Tell us a little bit about your farm operation, because you've got a little something of everything living on that place.
That we do. We're a very small farm right at the edge of hobby farm, and maybe sometimes somebody pays for their feed. But we run a pastured hog operation and meat, goats, and sheep. Plus we have our horses that are for the fun of it, and a wide variety of poultry, and that means the last few days have been very, very busy to make sure each of these animals, each with unique needs in this cold weather, is adequately prepared to make it through the next 48 hours.
All right, let's walk through some of the challenges with the little guys. Talk about the poultry and some of the precautions that should be taken.
Well, I know a lot of people, you know, having a backyard coop full of chickens is getting to be very popular. And a lot of people think, I got to get a heat lamp. And a lot of us who have poultry, you know, you balance the desire to warm them up with the risk of having a fire that you can't control happen at 3 a.m. And in my world, we choose to let seal up the coop, keep them warm, keep that bedding deep, and let their own natural body keep them as warm as they can without extra heat. And we've gotten through 4 winters now without ever providing additional heat for our older poultry, and it works just fine. I think in most cases, since we're only talking, like Todd Heitkamp said, a short period, birds are able to do that. If they're draft free and they're well fed, most animals can survive the coldest of weather. Unless you have young, old, or ill, just like with people, you need to watch out for those more tender animals.
All right. Before we get any further with the animals, a lot of this involves you or your family members going out and making adjustments and checking on animals. How do you sort of prepare for that with these dangerous temperatures coming up?
Well, I spent much of the weekend making sure everyone was in a spot with new, fresh, clean bedding that's dry. That's a big key, staying dry, staying out of the wind, having extra feed in places that isn't in the wind. A great example is our horses are typically fed in a spot that isn't drafty, but they can feel a breeze, and we moved where they'll be feeding the next few days so that they can stay out of that wind. Because the difference between, you know, the air temperature of negative 31 and a wind chill of negative 60 is the difference between whether they're maybe okay or they're shivering and really suffering out there. And it's just a matter of thinking ahead of how can you mitigate the circumstance as much as possible. As much as, you know, I think every farmer, rancher, pet owner, livestock owner would love to bring everyone in the house and keep them warm, that's obviously not practical. So you just think strategically and think of how can you lessen the effects of the extreme weather.
And we're talking about, as you said, a smaller farm, you know, with a lot of different creatures on it. But what about these large livestock operations? I know you're tuned in as our social media representative. You're also tuned into social media with lots of people who are in ag across the state. People remember Winter Storm Atlas and the loss of livestock. What are some of those challenges coming up for folks across the region?
Well, one thing we have in our favor with this cold snap is we're not facing a lot of snow on the ground, and that helps in the fact that you can go out and you can put deep bedding down for those cattle to lay down. So if a cow can lay down and keep the brisket warm and have a belly full of feed, they can weather a lot of rough weather and come out of it feeling okay. And we've had a lot of warning thanks to the National Weather Service. We all knew this was coming for the last week. We all knew what we needed to do. We knew we needed to get feed out and bedding out and move animals where they could get out of the wind. That advantage of knowledge is something we didn't have with Atlas, and it's something that people didn't have 100 years ago. So it's a huge benefit to have services that give farmers and ranchers time to prepare and time to get their animals ready for a cold snap like this.
And you mentioned it's not a long period of time, but water must still be a problem. Tell me a little bit about how do you provide water for animals when it's just going to freeze? And that's really an ongoing thing that maybe you know a lot more about than I do, huh?
Well, I have several friends who are down in Kentucky where it gets cold in the winter, but not cold like we do in the upper Midwest. And they probably in many ways struggle more than we do here when a polar vortex dips that far south, because most livestock owners in the upper Midwest have some sort of heated water arrangement so that there's either a tank heater that you put in the top or automatic waters have heat built in. But we're prepared to deal with water tanks freezing. But people I know who live further south, even just as far as 100 or 200 miles south, they may not have that many cold days. And when this happens, they have water lines that aren't buried deep enough in the ground, so the entire water system on their farm might freeze. And I think we live at a little bit of an advantage because this isn't new to us, but places where having the cold dip that far south, it's a really big struggle. And they might, you know, once your water line freezes, it and it's 4 feet underground, it takes a lot longer to unthaw it.
Right, but I'm asking you this question here in South Dakota because you recently lost a horse because of an incident that was sort of an unexpected problem. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, we lost a horse due to an electrical incident and taught us a lot about electrical safety in a livestock setting. We actually had a ground wire that came completely loose from our barn and we were not aware of it. And the tragedy of it is we lost my daughter's horse when she went to go drink with one of the electric water tank heaters that happened to be the nearest ground for the full power system of the barn. And so that's one thing people want to check. If you don't normally run tank heaters, or even if you have them every day, check and make sure your electrical system is properly grounded, that you're using proper extension cords to hook up these tank heaters, or if you're using heat lamps to make sure they're fully grounded and safe, because they sometimes aren't things you have going on all the time. And even if they are, in our case, we've always run tank heaters, but it was a incident where two different grounds had come loose at the same time, and it was just a very bad moment where the horse was the first one up to the tank and she was electrocuted as a result.
And I'm sorry to hear that story. That's tough on everybody, especially your daughter. Give me an idea. You mentioned, you know, old, young, ill animals. Who does come inside? When is it time to, we're not talking horses now, but, you know, which sometimes those critters end up coming in for different reasons. Tell us why.
Well, you can talk to any rancher or cattleman. When there's babies born in this cold weather, there's a lot of calves in bathtubs.
Right.
Same for baby lambs and baby goats. All newborn animals, they're born, they're wet. Even when it's 10, 15, 20 degrees, their mom can usually dry them off and make everything okay. But when it gets this cold, there's not time. They can literally be born and freeze instantly. And unfortunately, there's probably some people who are in the middle of calving or lambing right now, because that tends to happen fairly early for some people. And they're, like I said, there's going to be cows in the basement and lambs in the bathtub, and everyone's going to make do and do the best they can to keep the animals through here.
That sounds like a children's book. Cows in the basement, lambs in the bathtub. Let's get to writing. Heather Benson, I know we only have about 30 seconds left, but I know this is something farmers are prepared for. They're resilient, but they do have to take it seriously. It's not that we're being wimps by being worried about this. This is serious stuff.
It is serious stuff, and I think we have a lot of great livestock producers here in the state who know how to look out for the animals, and I think we'll all weather this storm well together.
Heather Benson, thank you so much.
Thank you.